You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if you told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What's up?
What it is, what it do, hello, listener. Welcome to the movie show.
The movie show.
On Active FM.
On Active FM.
With your hosts.
Your hosts.
Ryan.
And.
Sash.
Sash.
Yes. That was American and the rest of the world in one.
Exactly. So we catered for everyone.
Let me start this off. So I am a Showmax subscriber. I dumped Netflix a long time ago. I just felt it under my skin that I needed to dump them, and I did. And so we tried all sorts of other platforms. You can ask me about it. I'll let you know my email address at the end of the show. No, I won't. And then I moved to Showmax. So then I saw this movie called Pursuit. My wife was like, oh, okay, look. I was like, what movie is that? And then she was like, it's got Liam Neeson in it. And I was just immediately, I was like, okay, cool. I didn't even want to know what it was about. Which is good, because when you watch a movie and you don't know what it's about, you're on for a heck of a ride. Honestly, it's enjoyable. In fact, I recommend it. Don't even, obviously just check parental guidance, and then if it's cool, don't even read this and just start playing, and there you go. And so I watched it. I wasn't like overjoyed, but I enjoyed it. I was like, ah, okay, that's interesting. And especially like the ending. And then I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, Sashi, watch it. And then I think the next day, the first thing said, I think we were on our, like, our status meeting for our video department. And so she like throws it in. She's like, right, the movie. And then, okay, guys, first on the agenda. And then like, move on. I was just like, so that was my story. Okay. So she won't tell you about how I told her. And then she watched. So she tell us your thoughts about the movie and why. Tell us why. That's the most important part. And then I will tell you why.
Do you love radio?
Well, of course, if you're listening to
Christ music is hot music.
That's how it is, and that's how it goes.
For all your information
and all your entertainment.
For me, the movie was pointless. It was like, oh, okay. And the problem was,
that's true.
The problem was for me, the storyline. Like at the end, I was just like, that wasn't much of a story to be told. Like it was just a guy. He's a spoiler alert. His son is killed and it's supposedly a heroin overdose, but it's not. So he is actually murdered. And then now the father, who's Liam Neeson, goes on this wild goose chase to hunt down every single person that was involved in the killing of his son. And obviously he works his way up to the top boss. And then.
And there he is.
And then.
It's the typical Liam Neeson movie. The son dies, and I'm like, here we go again. He might as well get on the phone. Who are you? I will find you. And when I find you, I'm going to kill you.
For me, Taken was better than this. Like, Taken was a good film.
More action. Look, I don't think this movie was supposed to be. So when I was watching interviews and that, it wasn't supposed to be like it's obviously an action movie, but there is a comical side to it.
No, there was a comical side to it.
Yeah.
They called it dark comedy because it was dark comedy. Like, this dude's dead and they're bringing in human. You're just like,
and it
I don't
so
think
quickly.
I should be laughing right now. Yeah.
And it went so quickly. It's just like, there's the guy, bah! And I'm like, ah.
Yes. Like, that was the other thing. Death in this movie was like someone sneezing. It wasn't even a thing. Like, someone died and it was just like, okay. At first you're like, Because I didn't expect Liam Neeson to go on a killing spree.
I did.
I didn't.
I was like, this
and then
is Liam
he
Neeson.
Kills the first guy, and I'm like, okay, okay. But I suppose in that industry, if you're going after a drug lord, you kind of can't keep the if you as you get closer to him. If you keep those people alive, eventually you're not going to make it to him. Not yeah. that I'm endorsing killing. Please do not. Yeah, it was just. I was just like, okay. Yeah, so, yes. I think the ending of the movie was what I had a problem with. And also, there were pointless characters in the movie. There were characters where there were subplots,
the Chinese
but the subplots didn't, like, no, her was, so the wife of Liam Neeson's brother in the film. You like, okay, her husband died. Okay, cool. But like, first of all, the wife. So Liam Neeson's wife in the film. There was no point to her character. Like, they started a storyline or a subplot and they didn't finish it. It just got cut.
No, because, you know, if I can just argue that point right there. So the thing that I got out of that is that, look, he had nothing left to lose. So now if he goes out and he kills and he gets killed in the process, well.
But what happened to her?
She left him.
What happened though?
She was tired. She was, the son dies. She felt like he didn't care. And then it was just like a, well, that's it. I packed my bags and now he was left there in the house by himself. And so he might as well take care of the bad guys. And if he's going to get taken out in the process of killing the bad guys, well, so be it. But I'm going out full throttle, fist flying and everything. But boom.
Okay. Then the other two characters that were pointless were the two cops. There was no point to the cops. There was literally no point to the cops. They were like, it was like, oh, so these cops were chasing this whole thing. They were always 10 steps behind. And then at the end, they just there. And well, you're just like, okay.
The town had to have some sort of authority. It's not yeah, like but the why cops did they? Wouldn't have caught
obviously,
one.
The town is authority. Every town is authority. What was the point of the two characters of the cops? We know every town is cops.
It was comical because the guy was just like, ah, just let them smoke their stuff. And the woman was like, nope. I am onto
but
this.
there was no climax. There was no, with what them. I'm saying is they, so with all of these characters, they introduced them. So they started off a subplot, right? They were, obviously they weren't the main issue of the film. That the main plot of the film is that Liam Neeson wants to get revenge for the death yeah. of his son, right? Then the subplots underneath that, it didn't add, like, those two cops didn't add to the story in any way. It didn't change any outcome. It didn't force Liam Neeson to make different decisions. It didn't put him in a corner. It didn't put the bad guys in a corner. They literally did nothing. They had got to the end of the film and it was like, okay, they could have done without those two cops.
Yeah.
It's not like they added anything of importance to the film.
Well, I guess so.
So for me, the storyline was, the script was whack. For me, the script, yeah, the script wasn't good. And people agree with me because the budget for the film was $60 million. They only made $76.2 million. And this was a 2019 film. So it's not a recent yeah. film. It came out last year. They've had lots of opportunity, especially pre-COVID, to make money. They didn't.
I guess.
Okay. Before we get on, so let me just get why I didn't like the film out of the way. But so first of all, the whole movie is obviously about revenge. Now, did you know that this film was actually based on another film that was made in 2014? So it's actually just a remake. It's not a fresh film. It's a remake of the film In Order of Disappearance from 2014 by the same director, which is weird. But anyway, so this director makes a film. And then decides 5 years later to remake the film, just call it something different. That's slightly weird, but yeah. Then also the film, so it's not like a normal action film. It has dark comedy mixed within, which we have said, but it made it sometimes awkward. Like sometimes you were just like, why? Do you understand? It wasn't like watching the Addams Family. Do you get what I'm saying? With the Addams Family, the whole time, you know it's dark comedy, you're laughing, and you're like, yeah, this is dark comedy. With this one, you were like half horrified, and then they were making a joke, and you're just like, Like the part where they find that their son's dead and they go to the morgue. And then there's that part where, so the guy that works at the morgue, I don't know what he was doing. He was pumping something so that the table that the sun was on would rise. But it took like 5 minutes and then you just saw everyone awkwardly staring at each other. And it's just like, do you want us to be upset that the sun's dead? Or do you not want us to be upset that the sun's dead? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I sort of felt like, oh, well, okay, now that sucks. Wow, what a situation.
Yeah, for me it was just, it was weird. It was like, it wasn't well, they should have had 5 more rewrites of the script. Removed unnecessary characters. If they wanted to bring in the humor, bring it in better. And yeah, and this is the thing. One article said whether all of this worked in the original, something appears to have been seriously lost in translation. So they're saying the first film, I haven't watched it. That doesn't sound like they even watched it. And personally, I'm not very interested to go and watch the first film in order of disappearance. But they're saying if it did work in that one, in this one, yeah, it.
I think I'm going to go watch the film in order of disappearance. Just out of interest.
For real?
Yeah. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. So for me, it was just like, yeah. And also, so a lot of people said Cold Pursuits, this is also from an article, falls squarely into that basket, yielding a wholly forgettable movie. So they're saying this, you know, you're like, oh, it was unforgettable. They're like, this one is completely, it's a forgettable film. And it says most likely to be remembered for its contributing role in Neeson Landing in Hot Water. So when they were busy marketing the film, in an interview, Liam Neeson actually made certain remarks that actually got him into trouble. This was the remarks. The New York premiere for the movie was cancelled after Neeson made controversial remarks in an interview to promote it. On the movie's theme of revenge and how it can consume somebody, he said that he once spent a week long looking for a random black man to kill in revenge for the rape of a friend by a black man. So yeah. Liam Neeson wanted to go kill some random black dude to get back at the black dude that raped his friend. And he states this in an interview and he wanted it to help advertise the film. And then the New York premiere gets canceled and yeah. So all of that just for this film that didn't do well at all.
Well, now there you go.
Yes. And you know what's sad about this most of all is apparently it's Liam Neeson stated that this will be his final action film. Liam Neeson, the one and only, the man we know that is action and everything. And this is what he goes out with. And you're just like, oh, well, that sucks. Like,
well, now there you go.
Yeah. So I personally did not enjoy the film. I personally would not recommend that you go watch it. Ryan would recommend that you go watch it. So you can choose who you want to listen to. For me, it honestly was a waste of time. I got to the end of the movie and I was like, I didn't need to watch that. Like, I actually would have been fine with the rest of my life.
Because, you know, we're doing a show about it.
We could have used the time I watched this film to watch another film that was way nicer, way better. Do you understand? That's actually, I'm telling you my honest opinion. That's how I felt after watching the film. I was like, and I was disappointed because it could have gone somewhere, but it didn't. And then even in the end, it's like there was no, he just got revenge. That was it.
At least he lived with that other guy. What was he there?
But what's the point of living when you kill, like, how many people in the process?
I don't know. It's one of those weird.
Do you know what's weird though? So I'm reading a book at the moment. It's called How to Make a Good Script Great. And one of the chapters was talking on the theme of your script is what will help make it commercial. So obviously script writers, they need to take in, is this going to be commercial or not? Because otherwise no producer, no director is going to pick up the script to make it. Because when making a movie, you're doing it to make money. It's a form of income. So one of the things she spoke about was that themes drive, or people watch movies because of the theme. And a lot of people will watch it for different reasons, but one of the things that drives people when watching a film is revenge. People want revenge. And that's why when watching a movie about someone getting killed, like that's why John Wick sells. Because people want revenge. Now, for me, this whole film was just like revenge. And I was just like, because in another chapter, she was actually talking about conflict and how every script needs conflict. You have to have conflict in a film. Otherwise, it's boring. There's no punch to it. That's drama. And film is drama. It's a drama form. So you have to have conflict. But one of the things she was saying is in most films, conflict is resolved by someone dying. Which is true. I mean, we're not even fazed by it anymore because so many people, yeah. Most movies you watch, there's someone that dies in it, whether it's one person or five people. But what she was saying is what's really nice is some scriptwriters, what they did is instead of resolving their conflict by death, they actually resolved their conflict through working things out. So they brought a solution in, which is nice because we don't expect that. It's not predictable. Do you understand what I'm saying? We predict, yo, he's going to shoot someone. Someone's going to die. Then after he shot him, that person's going to come back. And that was literally this film. This person died. Then this person died. Then they came back because now this person died. Now this person's getting revenge on that person. And then that person's getting revenge on this person. And the whole thing was about a revenge. And then at the end, he gets revenge. And it's like, are you happy now? Okay. And then that's how the movie ends.
Yeah. It was funny. Well, not the deaths. I'm not saying the deaths was funny. It was just like you said.
And there was something else that freaked me out in this film. At this point, I was just like, are we really watching this movie? They brought in a gay couple.
Yeah, that was like, okay.
So two of the bodyguards of the main drug lord that caused Liam Neeson's son to die.
You never expected, eh?
Nope.
Just came out of nowhere.
And you like those two characters. And then next minute they kiss and you're like, what's happened?
It's fine.
Yeah, so I personally did not enjoy this film. I'm sorry. I didn't like it.
I was hoping that wasn't going to go any further. I was like, and then the other one died. Spoiler alert.
And then that guy wanted to get revenge. And the whole thing was just revenge.
The whole thing is
from
just
start
revenge.
To finish. Like, this is a movie about getting revenge. That is it. That's the storyline. How one man seeks revenge, and as a result, another man seeks revenge, and everyone seeks revenge, and in the end, 52 people die. No, sorry, 25, the total body count. 25 people die in the search for one man's revenge. That's the byline for this film.
Yep.
That is the film in a nutshell. So, if you don't want to watch it, I just gave it away to you.
That was, 76.3 million dollars. Just.
And 2 hours of your time.
Thrown off the edge.
So if you have 2 hours that you'd like to use up or waste. Okay, this is just my personal opinion. I'm actually just giving my personal opinion. I just didn't enjoy the film. It was like, there were elements of it that were cool. So one of the things I liked was when every person died, they would bring up like, you know, on a tombstone.
Oh, yes,
you
that's
have,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they'd bring up that. So that was cool. And then in the one scene when there's like a major shootout, then they bring up like 16 names in one go, like just, yeah. So that one was, that did bring in a comical side to it, but yeah, it was just, what happened to the son at the end? So the drug lord's son, you get to like the drug lord's son. He drives off in a snow, those trucks that remove snow.
Yeah.
And that's it. You're like, okay.
I think this is one of those like Buster Scruggs types of movies.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird, but. Some things.
This was a Netflix film.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a Netflix film.
You find it funny, and there's not really too much point to it.
They need to make a genre for films like this so that we know. They need to actually create a genre for like, I don't know, death films or.
Well, this is an action thriller.
It's not though. It's got dark comedy in it. You can't say this and Taken is the same because Taken's also an action thriller. But it's not the same film. It's not the same type of film. Do you get what I'm saying?
What was... Okay, action, yes. Thriller... I think the thing that would have been lacking for me is there was no resistance.
Mm.
Maybe that would have made the action a bit more heavy. I'm interested in seeing in the order of disappearance just to see if it's still that same sort of, because according to Google, who knows everything, 91% of people like this film, but then in Cold Pursuit, only 74% of people like this film. So does that mean that In Order of Disappearance was better?
Why did he remake the film? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if you're a director and you've made a film and it was successful and 97% of people liked it, why remake it? Like, you've only got 3% that don't like it. I don't think you... Do you understand? Was he going for 100%? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, why did he remake the film? He could have made another action film with Liam Neeson with a different storyline. Like, what was the need for him to make this film?
Satisfaction. I don't know. Maybe he was like, he watched the final, the end product of In Order of Disappearance. And for him, he was just like... I think we can do better. Hang on, I got a better one. And then boom, there you go. Maybe he honestly thought that people were going to love it. And they never. Well, 74%. Yeah, well, like I said, it was a Buster Scruggs. Buster Scruggs was better.
Yeah, Buster Scruggs was better. The better the Buster Scruggs.
It's that sort of thing.
Yeah, which is very interesting. Just some trivia to give you off the... You know, because that's what we do. We give you trivia. Do you know that father and son, Niles and Kyle, are played by father and son, Liam Neeson and Michael Richardson in real life? So Liam Neeson's son actually was Liam Neeson's son
really
in the film.
Really was his son.
Yes, which is, that's pretty cool. The other thing I didn't like about this film is it had a lot of sexual insinuations. So they didn't show you anything. It wasn't like you ever had to, you know... Yeah, they never ever showed you stuff, but there was a lot of referencing. Yeah, even in the main character, so Liam Neeson's character's surname, they took a sexual spin on his surname, which was also just unnecessary for me. Yeah. So, yeah, that was my opinion of the film. And,
I guess that is that for that.
But Ryan, you may now tell us your opinion.
I don't know what to say after that. I looked at the CG. Did you know that their cabin didn't really exist? All the outer shots of the cabin was all CG. They had a lot of set extensions of mountains. There was the one shot. Now, there's the two towns that they specifically talk about in the two, I think the one was Denver.
Yeah.
And the town where they were in the little quiet town. If you Google those two towns, now in the movie, do you know, okay, how do you feel about the two towns? They're quite close, right? Maybe, whatever. It's like.
The only thing with that was weird about it was the one was like covered in snow, like was like he had to plow through like.
Yeah.
A good 2 meters of snow. And then in the other town wasn't. It was more, yeah.
So Denver, which is the town which is covered in snow, that they CG'd that over the town.
Sure.
If you see where they actually took like the original reference plate, where they actually took the original footage from, it was like a dry, sunny day in the car driving down a normal road heading towards the town. And they then just covered it. You know, they like removed the houses, made that whole farm. Now, those two towns are in two completely different states. In fact, if you look at America, the one is like in the center of America and the other one is right like, close to east, like the east coast, like they
sure
they're not close to each other. It's like traveling maybe, I don't know, from Johannesburg to maybe sort of I wouldn't say Beaufort West type of, you know, distance.
How many hours is that? Like,
that's many hours.
10 there. Hours,
yeah, 6 hours, over six, seven hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that didn't come across at all.
So when I saw the two towns and I kept seeing them traveling, I was just like, wait, let me look at these two towns. I was like, no, they're far away. Okay, never mind, carry on. And then, like I said, a lot of the towns and CG that was that they used to, you know, a lot of back plates and set extensions. They made the mountains look bigger. They, like I said, whenever there was a exterior shot of that cabin where Nels, that's his name, Nels, the main Liam Neeson's character stayed, was just this box, which was like used as a placeholder type of thing. And then obviously they had a bit of snow here and there, but the whole plow, that whole big thing to plow through the thick snow, all of that, yeah, was like...
Look, the CG was good.
very good. I didn't even realize that.
No, I didn't either. So the CG was good. The other thing though, this is like in all movies, the weather, right? So in the film, it was very cold because it's like hectic snow. They say people don't stand out like that in extreme weather without wearing protective gear, especially covering on their heads. So another thing they were saying was the fact that they were standing out there in the cold without any protective, especially facial, because they did have gloves, they did have jackets and stuff, but for your face, that's not realistic at all. Yeah. Which makes sense though, if they weren't filming in the snow, because, you know, they were filming and then they added the snow afterwards. But yeah, just to give you a heads up, that's just the movie. So if you ever go to a country where it's snowing, don't treat it like you're in the movies, because you might just die.
Yeah. I think I've learned a lot about don't do what they do in movies.
Right.
It's not going to work. When did you learn that? In a movie.
Well, you don't do it.
Dude. What are you going to do now? It didn't happen like this in the movie.
Because just the acting and the action won't come across well if there's like a huge thing over their face. You're not going to see the character's emotion. So why would you see? So just remember.
Absolutely.
Headgear is important in cold. Yes. But yeah, that was The Cold. Not The Cold. It's Cold Pursuit.
It is a cold movie.
Yes. Very it is cold a cold movie. If you like revenge, then this is your fault.
Well, I don't know, because you're not going to learn anything. It's not like it's going to keep you calm.
You might
go on a killing spree.
You might go. For me, that's weird that Liam Neeson wanted to hunt a man down. Like, that is like, Liam, you've been doing a little bit too much action there. It's just, you know, life isn't like the movies. You can't just go, you know, hunting people down and killing them. It's not, you need to forgive. Forgiveness is a real thing. Forgiveness is something we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're angry, don't watch this film.
No, you need to watch a film on the end of the world or something like that. Mm.
So you can be like, the world's ending. I need to forgive everyone.
The world could end. I don't have long to live.
Let me go.
And then they're like, so I better go shoot this guy now.
Yeah. You're just like, no. Forgive people. Yeah. Forgive.
Look, guys, then I would just suggest that you go to Active TV and, go look at the sermons playlist, especially our latest Sunday sermons that have happened. You're going to learn a lot there. Yeah.
Problem with this film, storyline. That's the problem with this film.
I'm going to go watch In Order of Disappearance. We won't be doing a movie show about it.
Yeah, because I won't watch it.
But I'm just suggesting, hey, maybe it is great.
I feel like you're just going to rewatch what, because I even saw when I searched it, there's a shot of the guy with the gun in his mouth. I was like, but that's in this film. So I feel like it really was just a remake with Liam Neeson this time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll let you guys know. No, I won't let you guys know. Unless, of course, you follow our social media. No, I won't let anyone know.
Ryan will just watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
Although, if it's good, you may just say, by the way, Order of Disappearance was pretty... But it sounds the same in the Order of Disappearance. That's what happened in this film. People
really
just kept disappearing until he got to the main boss.
I think maybe the director thought, this is such a good film, but the actors and... Okay.
No, if it's good, you leave it. Don't fix something that's not broken.
In other words, maybe he thought it could be better. It was just like, this is not how it turned it out to be, but we had to rush. And maybe he regretted In the Order of Disappearance. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he regretted it.
Well, now he regrets Cold Pursuit even more.
Maybe he just needed to make just that little bit extra cash. Because I'm looking, there's no feed on, there's box office. I don't see budget here or anything like
budget
that.
Budget was 60.
No, in Order of Disappearance.
Oh, In Order of Disappearance, I don't know.
I just know that they made almost $1 million.
You see? Oh, no, almost a million.
Yeah, so it's 904,446.
Oh, you mean 100 million? No.
No, almost a million.
$1 million.
Yeah.
One.
Yes. So box office is 904,446,000 US dollars. So basically $900,000 box office.
Okay, then this film did better.
You see? Maybe it was a huge disappointment. So bad. He was like, nah, I need to do better. We're going to get Liam Neeson involved. This movie's going to be great. Making movies great again.
Wow.
And then he was like, this movie is really not that good.
Yeah, it didn't go well
for them. But it's very entertaining. That's what I would like to say. So that's my remark. If my remark was there, Ryan from the movie show, entertaining. No, time passer.
My remark, waste of time. So Ryan is time passer. Yes. I'm waste of time. Yes.
Time passer, waste of time. Yeah. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Both the same sort of, yeah.
Active, active, active worship. Active, active, oh. Active, active, active worship. Active worship, you can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music via Active Worship on all platforms.
So if you want to contact us, if you watch the movie and you completely disagree with us, if you absolutely loved it, let us know on our social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, and Reddit. And we have an awesome website, www.activefm.co.za.
And of course, if you are subscribed to Spotify, you can just search for Active FM there. We are there too. Yep. Then you can hit subscribe. And whenever new shows are released, guess what? We'll let you know. How fantastic. In a busy world like this, when you're out getting revenge, you can go ahead and listen to Active FM while you're driving your snowplow there. And then, of course, don't forget, everyone watches YouTube. Don't lie. Everyone watches YouTube. And you can go search for two channels there, Active FM and Active TV. Both of them have Active FM there, as amongst with all the other shows. Really awesome. I'm subscribed. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
With that said, and now done,
we will move on. And we will see you next week for an awesome movie. We promise we will find a movie that is not a time passer or a waste of time.
Or waste of time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So this is the movie show.
On Active FM.
Signing out.
From Ryan.
And Sash.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.